Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're back with Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. You may be surprised with how much some people are paying every month for their car. I'm joined now by Edmunds Consumer Insights analyst Joseph Yoon. So tell us what you found out about what some people are paying for car payments every month.
Well, people have been paying a lot of money for their car payments for a long time now, especially since the pandemic, but our most recent data shows us that almost one in five people are paying over $1,000 a month for a car.
That's almost a mortgage payment.
Yeah, and that's very alarming, right? I mean, I'm here in Los Angeles where we have very high housing, but if you look at the data that we have, it's not just people in big cities that are paying for their cars with this huge amounts of money. It's people all over the country that are paying over $1,000 a month.
Is this because the cost of vehicles has gone up?
Yes, but it's also because the interest rates have been very high for a couple of years now. When you have, it's a compounding effect, right? We have cars that are they have never been so expensive before. And we have had record high interest rates for a couple of years now. When you combine those two things, you ultimately end up with the worst case scenario in which there seems to be no way to bring these monthly payments down.
Are people, though, overbuying? Are they selecting more car than they can really afford?
I think there is an element of that. But at the same time, what has happened is that cars have become so expensive. People aren't buying luxury cars willy-nilly. It's just that the everyday car, you know, for, let's say for a family, you want to have an SUV with three rows in case an in-law needs to sit in the back or because you have three kids. Those cars are well over $50,000 now. And so when you have to finance those cars at interest rates that are hovering or that have been hovering around 7%+, then it's just kind of natural that your car payments are, you know, at over $700, $800, $900 a month. And that's, and these interest rates are, you know, best case scenarios if you have great credit. So if you have less than stellar credit and you don't qualify for the best rates, you're going to be paying even higher, 8%, 9%, 10%. And when that happens with the prices of cars that we have these days, it's almost inevitable that you're going to be paying $1,000 a month.
I thought what was so interesting the last time we went to buy a car was how the length of financing has changed. It used to be, you know, maybe you could only get 3 to 5 years, and it looks like, you know, financing institutions are stretching that out even further now.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, it felt like most people were doing 4-year loans, 5-year loans. But nowadays, people have stretched that out. So the average is 6 years for most consumers. Some people are doing up to 7. And it's not a huge segment of the market, but we have a section of loans that are going for even 84 months now. So as these vehicles get more and more expensive and people try to find ways to make things affordable, it's just kind of a byproduct of what has happened in the past couple of years, where the rising cost of these vehicles paired with the worst case scenario of these interest rates, people are looking for ways to get their monthly payments down to something more palatable. And the only way to do that is to have a 7.5-year loan, 8-year loan.
Looking at the sticker price of these new vehicles and then probably what some people are paying in financing, you know, over that time period, what about the value of these cars over time? It's not as if cars don't, you know, already depreciate a lot, but I can't imagine some of these vehicles will hold that value.
Yeah, that's something that I think a lot of consumers will have to reckon with, especially, let's say, because of the length of the loan is so long, if you get sick of a car or something happens in your life where you have to replace the car and you go to trade it in and they're like, well, you owe $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 on the loan. Are you going to then roll that into the vehicle that you're buying next? And then you get, and that's a whole nother bag of worms, right? Like, can you afford to have a new car plus $8,000 on that loan? And will the bank let you? So I think it's a, I'm not sure if we're seeing the, because negative equity has always existed in the realm of car buying where people have, or people owe money on their trade-in. But I think for the next couple of years, as these kind of elevated prices at elevated interest rates come to bear, we'll probably start to see more of that.
And I would assume as long as people are willing to make $1,000 monthly payments on cars, the automakers aren't necessarily going to change their packages much to make cars less expensive?
I would say that that the car business is in the business of making money. and, you know, I think it's very unfortunate because I feel like for people that are kind of starting out in life, trying to look for their first car or trying to look for what we used to call budget transportation, but that seems to have kind of fallen by the wayside. You know, it wasn't all intentional. The pandemic really put a damper on what the manufacturers could produce in volume due to supply chain issues. But they found that even with those, the way that they handle that, they could produce more higher margin vehicles without really losing out on profits or sales. And when that happens, there's no real incentive unless there's huge demand from the customers to bring a smaller car to the market or to bring a cheaper car to the market. And yeah, so we'll see. It's kind of a tough time if you're not willing to spend $1,000 a month on a car payment. It is a tough time to be out there looking for a car.
Edmunds Consumer Insights analyst Joseph Yoon, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Of course. Glad to be here.